You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors on this Tuesday, so it's time now for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, chief trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg. Greg, not the most interesting of days, but something's going on. Maybe we should sort of lay the foundation for this conversation by you giving us the JSE indexes that we normally follow, please.
Yeah, it's not often I find myself quite bored in front of the screens, but today was definitely one of those days. The bank's down 2%. The financials down 1.1, industrials down 0.53. Retailers, of course, Massmart leading the charge down there, down 2.7%. The gold index nearly 1% higher, 0.95. Platinum's down 0.64. Resources up a third. Banks down 93 points. They're also down 93 points, down 0.17, 55,524 turnover. So close to 20 billion that it makes no difference.
Did you listen to the interview that I conducted with Nicky Newton King of the JSE Limited? You said you were going to, but did you actually listen to it?
Yeah, she put it like an optimistic spin on it. Nothing really new there, but yeah, I seem fairly confident. They're on top of the problem. They're aware of the volumes will come and go and so on.
Yes, exactly. So in other words, what you're saying is that you didn't listen to it. Okay, great.
Exactly.
Thank you. You're so transparent. We spoke about this morning, but let's talk about the results that came out in the first couple of hours of the JSE day. Rhodes Food Group Holdings Limited, what did they do today?
Yeah, it's always good to look at the end of the day, because often when we talk in the mornings, hardly any volume. Rhodes Food Group, yeah, the market rewarding them as better set of numbers, up 4.2% to 17 rand, that's 70 cents up. Turnover of 3 million rands worth of shares, so not a bad day. And I mean, in a market that was fairly weak.
At 5:07 as well, we had MMI Holdings Limited operational update for the 9 months ended 31st of March. Also a positive reaction from the market, Greg?
Yes, I mean, up 4.5%, 18 rand 10. And reading some very knowledgeable people on Twitter, quite bullish, and earnings nicely up, and foreseeable earnings for the next 2 years probably looks quite stronger. That people were saying, like a tangible value, in the low 20s, it's trading at 18 rand. So that might be a nice safe haven stock to buy in these troubled times.
Down just over 2% is Coronation Fund Managers Limited after their interim results for the 6 months ended the 31st of March. Greg?
Yeah, as we mentioned this morning, is the opening, the assets under management have been falling quite sharply over the last 12 months. They sort of gave quite a sort of optimistic outlook. The share price down 2.6%, 50 rand 20. I mean, the recent low was around 44, 45.
Yes.
And it had sort of an inexplicable rally into the low 50s, but it hasn't really kicked on from there. So it's down on the day, but not close to the 52-week lows.
Renet Investments, the consolidated audited financial results for the year end of 31st of March, an investment holding company. How did Renet do?
Yeah, that's the investment holding company, which has got the stake in British American Tobacco. At the end of the day, the share up 1.5% to 233 rand.
Looking at Anglo American PLC, they came out with their rough diamond sales value for De Beers' fourth sales cycle of 2019. How were diamond sales? I've heard that they're not doing so well at the moment.
Yeah, diamonds are supposed to be a girl's best friend.
Oh, yeah. It's very sexist, though.
I think it was one of the – diamonds are forever was their tagline.
Yes, yes.
At midday, the share was trading quite a bit higher, 359 rand. Finished the day up 0.62%, 356 rand 88. Keep in mind, the beginning of 2015, the share was just over 50 rand.
Yeah, okay. Any other features on the corporate front before we get to the nitty-gritty of what's gone up and what's gone down, Greg?
Yeah, not really. I mean, a couple of no more real sense announcements. Just a theme, like talking to other traders saying, what's happened here? Why isn't the JSE rallying with other emerging markets? One theory put forward, people were long the stocks ahead of, euphoria that will come in after the elections. That's not materialized. There's some people worrying about downgrades, that kind of talk. So if you look at the selling which took place today, we sort of failed to rally, really, mostly the banks, but the SA Inc. facing stocks. I mean, one, you can always do the ones which I'm long. Remgro, yes. Down 1.5%. down 280 to 183.13. So, I mean, a week ago, it was trading nicely at 195. But, you know, some in a mass mart, we were speaking about the retailers. Mass mart also down 2%. That is a bit inexplicable. Someone ran in here and said, phone your contact and ask if a downgrade's coming. I said, okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'll be sure to tell you. You'll be the first to know. A company called Metal, Greg, has come out with a trading statement. The only reason I mention this, because it's a tiny, tiny stock, is that we used to work for Metal together, just for a very brief period.
I don't think I made it as far as Metal.
Yes, you did.
Did I make it
there? You sat opposite to Clinton Banducci, your current colleague.
They kicked me out in 2001. It was March. It never really materialized what we were told it was going to materialize. Mm. I'm amazed that it's still listed.
Tell me about it.
Results came out at 4:30. The share traded at 75 cents, which is down 6%. But just to give you the volume, 10,000 shares traded there. So it's about 8,000 rand. I haven't looked at the numbers.
Don't. There's too many bad memories, yeah. Greg. Sorry. Too many bad memories. Let's not talk about that now. Let's talk about the rand, which is 1440 against the US dollar, 1838 against the British pound, and 1609 against that euro. Euro dollar is 111.75. Let's have a look at the commodity prices now as I scroll down on sharenet.co.za to the gold price, which is $12.74, down $3.50. The platinum price is unchanged at $8.15, and the palladium price is down $10 an ounce to $13.21, and the oil price down 14 cents per barrel to $72.09. What's the overseas market doing, Greg? Also pretty dull today.
Yeah, pretty quiet, but down, decent bounce in the Dow, up 153 points.
Oh, there we go.
As we keep saying, buy the dips there. The FTSE up 13 points. I'm looking to my left, my Bloomberg screen, and I see Mrs. May giving a speech. Very nice blue suit on today, but there was some talk.
Doesn't matter how many blue suits she has, she still can't walk properly. Poor, I mean, she's not the most elegant of women. I mean, I actually quite like her as a politician, but when she did that dance when she was in Africa, that really, she really lost my vote.
She's no Maggie Thatcher, that's for sure.
No, who is?
There was some talk that they might offer a chance for a second referendum, which you should imagine they'll say they don't want to leave Europe. But if they get two yeses, I don't know what they're going to do.
Okay. On that sad note, let's have a look at the top five major moves to the downside and the upside. And we'll start with the downside today. I'm just going to refresh my sharenet.co.za screen now, Greg. And I have got at 5:16 p.m. as we pre-record this, Netcare getting absolutely thumped today. What is this story with Netcare?
Yeah, it's difficult to point out. Mr. Dave Shapiro is my favorite stockbroker.
Oh, yeah.
On his Twitter, he pointed out that over the last 10 days, it's down 21%. I mean, 5.7% today. Phew. And he was saying it's difficult to work out who the seller is at this point because it just doesn't make sense. A week later, you sell a share down, 21%. Someone's decided to clear the decks quite aggressively. So, again, sort of SA Inc. It does have offshore operations, but somebody's not happy with that counter at the moment.
Yeah, you sent me something about SA Inc., which we'll come to after we've gone through these numbers now. But on the downside, Soko Sun down 4.3%, RCL down 3.9%. I don't know why I keep on mentioning that. Pepco, Greg, 3.75% weaker.
Yes, again, the theme of SA Inc. stocks being sold. I always say my favorite retailer to be invested in, not sure I go shopping there, but down 3% to 18 rands. Probably just being buffeted by the selling which we're seeing in the retail space.
Yeah, it's such a snob. I like Pepco. I like Mr. Price as well. Nedco also down quite substantially, down 3.33%. Banks getting hit, Greg?
Yes, so banks is probably the worst. That performing sector down 2%. Nedbank doing its best to be the leader and then downward fall down 3%.
On the upside, Resilient, ASOR, MMI Holdings after their trading update, their 9-month operational update, Bidcorp, and also MTN. Have any of those caught your eye? Have you got any stories behind any of those five stocks?
I've got a few. That Resilient is interesting, up 5.2%, with a little whisper in my ear that there's been a scrip recall in Resilient. And
what
often
does that mean?
Means
explain that
well,
to me.
People have borrowed the shares in order to short the shares. And what will often happen, the company will then become aware that is a possibility they could squeeze those short sellers. So they ring up the broker that's loaned out the shares and said, recall those shares back to us. We don't want them loaned out to these short sellers.
Mm.
And sometimes it can create a technical, artificial sort of bull market briefly for a couple of weeks. Resilient is going to be lowered in the MSCI index, which will, that will take place on the 28th of May, next week, Tuesday. So the share price was under pressure before today. So maybe they just thought, you know, it might be tactically a good time to swallow up some of those shorts.
Greg, you sent me something this afternoon, and it was quite sobering. It says, SA markets have been brutal. That was the headline. And then underneath the headline is a smaller headline which says, widespread pain. And this is why there's widespread pain. Steinhoff down 98%, Brait down 86%, Aspen down 72%, Woolworths down 42%, Resilient 52% weaker, MTN down 46%, Tongaat Hewlett 86% to the downside, 85% down for EOH, Ascendis, goodness me, 82% down as well, Blue Label 77. This is unbelievable. I mean, this is not the S&P 500 we're talking about here. This is a significant percentage of the JSE Securities Exchange's favorite stocks.
Yeah, first of all, I must say that the slide courtesy of a PSG presentation one of my colleagues went to and updated on mine, yeah, took a snapshot of it.
Well, you've credited them, so stuff them. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, but some of these things, I mean, some of them you forget about. I mean, Brait, I mean, 86%. And I mean, that sort of probably ties in with the Brexit, because they sort of built that business on the fact that the Rand would just continue to just be weaker against the pound. And for many, many years, they were right. But each one you could make a movie about. I mean, so the EOH story, the MTN story with, you know, the clashing with the Nigerian authorities, Aspen's fall from grace. Of course, Steinhoff must be the next movie to be. I'm not sure who's going to play Mr. Houston. But, you know, a couple of smaller ones, Baldwin, Blue Label, I mean, stocks that you loved and you knew it's entrepreneurs and they were building something and you thought, come on, give them a chance. And they've let us down. Choppies. You know, that one that came into the retail space.
The Botswana space, yeah.
Yes, oh, down 91%. And I see the CEO had to step down today.
Come on, a resignation of director. I saw that, yeah. What is all this about? It's unbelievable. How can we have got it so wrong? How can the investment industry, the financial services industry, Greg, and I say this with my heart on my sleeve, how can we have got it so wrong?
I suppose you have to sort of dissect each one. A lot of them in the cases, it's a business model that's shifted where they can no longer, they just don't, you know, something like Aspen where, you know, the pharmaceutical industries have moved on, new drugs have come out. Steinhoff, you had a case of a complete fraud really. But some of the things, British or American Tobacco, you know, they've been hit back by tobacco sort of health rulings and so on. We spoke about MTN, Baldwin. It's just systematic. But if you've taken a time machine and taken us back 3 years and given us this printout, we'd have said it's impossible that,
exactly,
that it could happen to these counts.
It's not just 10, 15, 20% down. It's 70, 80, 90% down, Greg. Big stocks as well. Big stocks. We've gone wrong somewhere in South Africa.
Well, at one point, I mean, Steinhoff, when it briefly was trading just over 90 Rand, was the fifth biggest company on the JSE. It's just mind-boggling.
It is. Greg Davies, just give us an update on the Dow Jones and the S&P and the NASDAQ and the FTSE, if you would, before we go. Thank you.
Yeah, let's have a look. At Dow up 136, slipped a little bit while we've chatted. The FTSE's up 13, NASDAQ up 78. So it's got about another 20 points to make up last night's loss.
Greg, thanks so much for your time this evening. That's Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. And that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with ShareNet.co.za.